talk about progress, what's the biggest thing you've noticed, I guess, since last year this year for Foles?
Honestly, man, you know, he's just taking the, you know, the business side of it, you know, coming in early, staying later, you know, just hanging around the guys and just really being a leader. Like I say, when you have young guys come in, they really don't know what to expect and things like that. But early in his career, he's able to, you know, stay around here and just kind of motivate guys and, you know, have that characteristics you want in a quarterback. So you know, that's definitely, I see a big change in him since last year. You know, him understanding the importance of, you know, having that timing down with your receivers and the offense, and just really being able to run the offense.
Guys like you and Sean have looked up to Mike for a long time. Mm-hmm. How do you think that impacts kind of where Foles is with the team, and how has he handled that and formed his own relationship?
I mean, you know, Vic and me, McCoy, we're definitely a tight group. You know, we've played so long here. You know, and done some great things as well. So that's, you know, not going to change. You know, having Foles come in and really just being in the position of where Vic's been, you know, we've still been able to kind of be like an older brother to him and, you know, just really help him out throughout the process. He's definitely took everything in. He's a learning, you know, young man, things like that. So you know, we all just have fun together, play the game with a lot of passion and go out there and, you know, we all want to have success. So we know how hard it is, and you know, to do great things in this league, you know, consistently and week in and week out. So, you know, whatever it is we could do to repeat that is more, you know, is what our aim is. That's what we target, and that's the things we want to do. You know, just to kind of stay on the level, just really be able to go out there and just continue to do our jobs at, you know, the utmost, and just be able to come out here and win games. Honestly, that's the biggest thing. So, regardless of who it is, you know, the group stays tight, and we continue to do the same thing.
What did it mean to you to have that game back home, to go back home and have 150 yards?
I mean, it was a great game, you know, huge game for myself as well, going back home, things like that. You know, my family in the stands, so you know, that was a game we needed to have. I think everybody realized that was a big game for us to go out there and take advantage of that. And you know, I'm just happy with the team, everybody realizing the opportunity we had, and that was, you know, one of the funnest games I had this year, being able to score 49 points, you know, Nick coming one touchdown away from the record and things like that. So, you know, anytime we have guys that's able to come out here and just play this game and have fun and have success at the same time, you know, that's the ideal thing we try to look for. So, I say we're just trying to repeat as many games as we can like that and just continue to go out there, you know, and do what we need to do.
That photo of you on the Raiders sideline in 1995, you look
at the same thing. I do, yeah. Young Jackson back in the day, you know.
Sean, what was the point on Sunday where you felt like Nick was going to rebound it and was going to have a good day, given what happened a couple of weeks ago in Dallas?
I mean, since the you know, first snap of that game, we came out, you know, our tempo. We did a great job of, you know, getting up to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, really just stressing that defense. You know, it was a pretty good defense. You know, we were just able to go out there and, you know, do what we wanted to do. And I think throughout that course of the game, you know, everything that we wanted to do was available for us to do. You know, and Nick controlled it, you know, came to the line of scrimmage and knew what he wanted to do basically before, you know, the snap was, you know, hiked and things like that. So that's the biggest thing we like to have in this offense, being able to keep our tempo. And I think, you know, a couple games this year, we kind of got away from that. So as long as we're able to, you know, continue to do what we need to do to, you know, just keep pressure on the opponent defense, that's, you know, what we want to do to win games.
Sometimes you work with the same quarterback, it builds a good rhythm. And you talk about now that you've worked with three different guys. Do receivers get used to that, the in and out of different quarterbacks, or is that still a tough adjustment for you to make?
I mean, honestly, you know, it is what it is by this point now. You know, we have to go out there and get a job done. You know, as a wide receiver, these guys has been here with us, regardless of it being Matt Foles or Vic. So we've been practicing with them for, you know, plenty of practices over and over off season, during the season training camp, things like that. So, you know, the rapport is there. Anytime we have a new guy that's coming in, regardless who it is, the work we put out on the field definitely shows what we do on Sunday. So that's the biggest thing, regardless who's going to be our quarterback.
Sean, how much of that offense production was Nick Foles, and how much of it was the offense?
I mean, honestly, it starts first with the quarterback. You know, as long as he's able to, you know, distribute the ball, you know, to where it needs to go, you know, sky's the limits for this offense. So as long as we can get that, you know, have play out of our quarterback, I said this offense could be a very dangerous offense.
So Sean, not punt returning, how do you think you handle the full load on punt return? Is that something you expect to do going forward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great opportunity for me to get back there, a couple times on the punt returns. Something I miss doing. Definitely have a passion for returning punts in this league. I feel I'm, able to get some great returns to help this team just in field position and really be able to spark it up, with a lot of energy. So I think, it's a great situation for our team to be able to, go back there and just make some big returns happen. And, I told Chip, man, I'm going to try to return one this year for him. So hopefully, that can happen. But, I handled the load good. I had a great time doing it. It's something I miss doing. So I'm happy to be back there again.
Sean, I was just going to ask you, not the touchdown pass, but the one that traveled in the air for over 60 yards.
Uh-huh.
You tracked him close coverage.
Yeah.
Is that something you've always been able to naturally do, or something that you've really worked on to acquire that kind of concentration?
Yeah, that was definitely a tough catch. I look at it still, and I don't know how I caught it. But, it's just like you said, focus and concentration. Me being a kind of smaller guy in this league, guys really say when the ball's in the air like that, it's the idea is probably he won't come down with it just because of my stature and my size. But, I just try to go out there and be physical as well. And, that whole time when the ball was in the air, I was just like, I'm going to go run to it. Nick made a great throw, and that ball was actually tipped, and I thought, the defender grabbed me a little early too. So, it was a great catch and a blessing to catch it.
Okay, Nick is on his way up.